Yeah.
Okay, and four and a bit on the way back.
Was the road bad?
60% is good.
Huh?
60% is good. Uh-huh. 60-65 is good. The last 10-15 kilometers is a bit challenging. It's really bumpy. Mm-hmm. But we need a like a four-wheel drive Jeep.
Uh-huh.
If you go. Anyone feel it as much?
The last 10 kilometers takes almost
an hour,
yes.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
But it's nice.
Very nice place.
It's a wonderful place.
Yeah.
Although I haven't been there for 20 years, actually. Since 1997, I haven't been there. That was when I took the Hungarian trip.
They have the new temple there, it's called the new temple.
Yeah, I've seen pictures, and they had something then. I used to go before anybody went, before there was anything there. In fact, I tried to buy land. You're going to get the same land where you went, where the Ananta tree is and where they used to play. So that whole area, going back in off the path, we're going to purchase. But
that's a very beautiful spot.
There's those Nitaigor Radhishram people who own the birthplace. And when they found out that Iskam was going to get that place, then they kidnapped the owner, and they forced him to sell to him. To them. And so then I sort of gave it. And then the property they got was pretty good over on the Jamuna, on the. But did you go swimming in the Jamuna?
Yes. We only saw one spot of the Jamuna behind the Sadhguru's temple. It's like a god, but not the actual. Because we didn't have enough time to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was. Then there used to be just, there's no place to stay. When I first went there, camped outside. And I think once I went there with Keshubhadi Maharaj in a sort of a small bus of the Bodhis, and we slept on top of the bus.
How long did it take you to get there? 10 hours? How long did it take
you to go there? 8 hours? No, it was the same, and the approach road, because I don't know what it was now, but it was fine. There was only one bus would go through the village once a day, and because the village is in two parts, one part. Here, the birthplace is in the other part. Bunkim Roy, you went to see Bunkim Roy?
Yes, that was closed.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That's on the That's on the other part, other side.
Is that the guy who started walking with us, who was telling us that Lord Nityananda merged into the deities? But then the devotees were saying he never came back to the chakra once he left.
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know why Lord Nityananda would merge into Krishna. I don't know anything about Lord Nityananda's passing. But it sounds suspect. Sounds a bit Mayavadi. There's the Jagannath temple of Odai Pandit.
Yes.
It's a really lovely place, and it was, we were like the first white people they saw over there. I can't remember so long anymore. And then behind Bankim Roy, everything is Govardhan. It's just a field. It's not even an elevated field, but the field. Lord Nityananda would, well, all of Vrindavan is there. But it's, I used to really like the river. The river is so nice. Because when one day there used to be a lot of snakes. I used to just sit there, chant japa, and snakes swimming across the river. Lord Nityananda, so it must be snakes, as Balaram.
Understandable.
That's a lot of water. A lot of lakes.
Yeah.
Very nice
lakes. Yeah, is that Padmavati Queen, that's the biggest lake where she used to go bathe them every day. And then there's lots of little places. And then you saw where the Pandavas stayed.
Yes.
And you just saw it, or you went there?
We went to the temple. It's a temple now, in between the trees.
They built a temple there where the Pandavas stayed?
Yes.
Oh, that's nice.
And they have deities of Pandavas with Kunti there.
Oh.
And another small temple with
Radha Krishna deities. Oh, that's nice. Who are those? And those are Nitai Gaur Radhisham people?
I don't know who they are.
If it's not ISKCON, then it's them.
No, it's not ISKCON. There's a big Gaudiya Math temple there too.
Oh, really?
It's huge one with the accommodations. And
oh, that didn't used to be there.
Yeah. Right near the jana, the tree. So the trees, and then the road goes to the Pandavas' place of residence, right in the corner.
We used to like two-story mud huts in that whole area. It's very nice. It was nice going there. There was nobody. Stay by the place of there was a teacher over there who was this Murtiwala, and there was his brother, and his wife would just eat there. Nice cooking I watched them make muri in the morning on sand. It was amazing. Just a walk full of sand, and she would just put... that was in the evening. She'd get that and milk straight from their cows. Time that was the only, that was just the birthplace, and then Bunki Moyo's temple, but on that side there was just the birthplace. It's umbilical cord, it's what is known as umbilical cord.
It's a lot of pilgrims come.
Really?
Big jeeps that fit 12-15 people.
There's
lots of
places. Oh.
Many
people can do that. No pilgrims then. No one even knew about the place. Anyway, that's good. People are coming. Yeah, it's an overnight trip to go there and come back in a day.
It's too much.
One day.
Hopefully, it will be a bit better soon.
Actually, they're fixing the road on the way. They're doing a toll road.
Highway.
Uh huh.
They'll pay toll when it's done. They're working on it. It's going on.
Came from Vrindavan?
Yes.
That was a challenge.
What, getting here?
The crowd,
It was crowded.
Oh, it was insane. I had never been here kind of confused.
For Purnima. Because of Purnima.
Yes.
It was really wild here also. Here's quiet, no one comes here, but outside the temple is...
Pandava decided to propose today, from Vrindavan, pollution. Hardly seen anything. This is... Not every course, but every day we go back 3, 4, 5 times.
For 5 minutes.
I mean, anything for
Are you planning to come back? No.
To Mayapu?
You're not in India.
Yeah. We don't know when, but I would like to come as soon as possible.
We'd like to buy a house here.
House or apartment?
Apartment.
Apartment. I don't see why we should buy one, because we only ever come here for 2 weeks.
Good investment. Probably doubles in value every year.
Mm. You mean here or anywhere? This one or the ones over there?
Anyway, it depends where you want. I mean, there's certain places that you shouldn't go. Yes, advantageous because it's
yes.
Just looking at construction school, we don't really call it.
This is a very nice